adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Chusco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
Be brave, Pancho, old Bavaro.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Ghost Town Gazette. In the Old West of the 1870s, one of the most fantastic ways to make money dishonestly was conceived by a former printer named Harper Hendricks. The site of his operations was a long-abandoned mining town in Nevada, not far from the present location of Boulder City, and about a mile from the Colorado River. Only about half a dozen ramshackle buildings remained in the town, and in one of them, an old barn, Hendricks is working at a hand press while his henchman, Dobie Casper, watches.
This issue of the Gazette's going to make him sit up and take notice, Dobie. Wait and see if it don't.
Figure it's going to make them Easterners buy more land out here, huh?
Sold 60 acres of that hombre Will Andrews, didn't we? Sight unseen for $600.
Yeah, he sure did, boss.
If one man will bite, others will. Set up a place and print the way I'm doing, and lots of people want to come here.
I swear you're a humdinger, Harp.
I reckon I've sucked off enough papers for this issue.
Hey, let me see one of them copies.
Look at that headline, Dobie. Desert Paradise Grows.
Big new theater for Riverview. By Judas, boss, way this paper reads, I'm most tempted to buy land here myself.
That's the way I mean for it to read. Get busy folding those copies while I look over this sucker list again.
My gracious, I'll be glad to get to Riverview, daughter. Mighty hot on this stagecoach. Thirsty, too.
Well, we should be there soon, Dad. At Las Vegas, the driver said it was about a 3.5-hour run.
Yeah, I'm awful anxious to see that new property of ours, Mary.
Well, I hope it's not as undeveloped as... Well, I won't go into that again.
Didn't want me to buy that 60 acres, did you?
Not without seeing it first, no.
Deed red, all right. Red like a bargain. Land with... solid dwelling house, all improvements. Nice cool creek on the property. Shade tree, timber, considerable livestock.
Yes, I know that. I read it. Anyway, the doctor said this part of the country would be just right for your health, so I guess it'll be all right.
I hope we'll be able to find that real estate man. What's his name, Hendricks?
Yes, we'll find him.
Only you hadn't waved the newspaper at those two horseback riders we saw a while ago. Lost the paper out of the window.
Oh, stop worrying, darling. Town isn't so big, but we can find him.
What's this place we're coming to?
I can't see anything much but two or three tumble-down sheds. What's this place, driver?
Riverview.
What?
What'd you say, Mary?
Riverview?
Yep. I'll unload your luggage.
But blasted, all this can be Riverview.
Let's get out, Dad. I'm afraid to look.
Where's all the stores? The houses. Where's the town?
There's your luggage. No, I'll be getting on.
Something's wrong, daughter. Awful wrong.
Driver, wait! We're going with you, wait!
He don't hear you.
Oh, Dad, I was afraid of this.
Well, now, hold on. Here's some men coming over from that old barn. Hey, can you gents tell me where I can find a man named Hendricks?
Never heard of him, did you, boy? What do you want him for?
Well, he sold me some land here. This is Riverview. The sale was a swindle. I want my money back.
Oh, sure. He'll give you your money back if you can find him.
Well, you men do know where he is.
Supposing we do. What then?
I'll show you what then, you blasted pack of thieves.
Oh, Dad.
I ain't scared of the whole lot of you.
Take care of him, Dobie.
Yeah, I reckon I will. With the butt of this gun.
Oh, you thief.
Drag your paw into one of those shacks, man, and put him there. I'll talk to him again later. When I finish, I reckon he'll be satisfied with what he bought, huh, boys?
You think the newspaper tells a big, big lie, Chico?
I know of no such place in this part of the country, Pancho.
What it says, Chico, reach him to Pancho.
Well, for example, here is an advertisement for the Riverview Hotel.
Uh-huh.
Now, listen.
Listen, listen.
Magnificent luxury in the desert.
Yeah.
In a setting of green lawns and giant palm trees.
Giant palm trees.
The Riverview Hotel awaits your patronage.
What do you know about that?
Yeah.
Maybe the pretty senorita on the stagecoach in Vendertown.
It's possible, but I doubt it.
She threw you the newspaper.
I do not think she meant for us to have the paper. Looked to me as if the paper was blown out of her hand.
Accidentally on purpose, no? So Cisco find it and give the paper back, huh?
I see. But first and foremost, I want to find out about this town of Riverville.
Well, there's a town ahead of us, Cisco.
Oh, that is a ghost town, Chico. Well, Santos, there is the senorita.
She's carrying a pail of water.
Well, she must have walked all the way down to the river after that water. And the river must be at least a mile away.
Look, Cisco, the senorita, she's crying. Oh, you poor senorita.
Oh, there, ho.
Hold over, she's crying.
Senorita. Momento, if you please.
What do you want?
Here, I will carry that pail of water for you. You look very tired.
You're the two men my father and I saw from sea.
Si, senorita.
Not even think you see, Pancho.
I have your newspaper right here, senorita.
I don't want to see it again. I wish you'd never seen it.
Now you cry, senorita. Pancho,
you
cry too.
Oh, stop it,
Pancho.
Stop it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break down like this. My father's in his shack.
Hold over. Slow down.
Yeah,
going a long time,
eh? I put the pail down to this bench, senorita.
This good, senor. He got a bad cut on the head.
Some thugs hit me with gun bolts a little while ago.
Here, I will have a look at that cut.
It feels a little better now. Who are you two men?
Friends of yours, senor. That cut is pretty clean. I'll wash it out, however.
You tell them how we've been swindled, daughter?
No, it's all right, Tudor, I guess. They've been nice to me.
Yeah, well, I figure the skunks that hit me with the gun butt are the ones that tricked me. Story goes like this. About 8 months ago, a copy of a newspaper called the Riverview Gazette come to me through the mail. And after I...
Excited.
You know them two fellas I told you was in town, boss?
Yeah?
A little while ago, the two of them rode off towards the northwest. The girl went with them, riding double with that big hombre.
Towards the northwest, huh? That's where Andrew's 60 acres is staked out, Dobie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Now the three of them's coming back. And if they turn out to be friends of that old geezer, and he told them about how he'd been cheated.
Yeah, I see your point, Dobie. We'll take him. They might look us up.
Yeah.
Give me a lift with this press. We'll get it out of sight and attack.
Yeah.
All right.
Lift!
Walk in the middle of the floor with it.
Yeah.
Boards are rotten there. That's it.
Is it far enough?
Yep. Put it down.
Oh, my foot.
Now, I'll cover it up with those old brand sacks. Now, I'll get the copies of the paper out of sight. Now, I'll go get the boys and bring them here. If those two hombres show up, they'll get a hot reception.
You're sure that same lot was what Dad bought, Cisco?
Si, senorita, I'm sorry to say. According to the deed, that is your father's property now.
Oh, dear. But there's not even a tree on it, let alone a house.
True, there is not.
Maybe Cisco and Pancho find a lumber somewhere and build you the house.
They would not want to live here, Pancho.
No?
They want their money back.
Yes, we do, but I'm afraid there's not a chance.
Here's the shack. Oh, yeah, the whole
room.
Yeah,
I'll
help you down, senorita. Come on. And leave our horses here, Pancho.
Cisco.
We'll walk to that barn and the other shacks. We'll be back soon, senorita.
Cisco just wanted to find the bandidos.
All right, Cisco. I wish you luck.
Bad enough for swindlers to prey on the rich. Long people have very little money.
You look not just good like you think it either.
So I am angry. I just hope we can find those zombies.
You gone with the poor old singer, too. And Poncho not like that.
I just saw someone look out that barn window. Come, we'll walk right in.
Barn door wide open. Well, tough looking hombre, Cisco.
Any one of you hombres named Hendrix? I see. I suppose none of you know anything about a newspaper called the Riverview Gazette.
Look, Cisco, hombres make the wink at each other.
I saw it, Poncho. You and I will have a look around this barn.
Oh, no, you don't, stranger. You can clear out of here.
Start now.
You heard what I said? Come, Poncho.
Get him, boys.
I'm in just the right mood for this fight.
With you, pet rat.
Floor breaking, Poncho, afraid of that.
Anyway, Uncle.
Now get him, rush him.
I'll get this one.
Oh.
And I'll get the fat one.
The fat one? No, no, you're not get the fat one.
Oh, they wanted trouble, did they? They'll get more than they bargained for. In the current of the river.
And so Hoffer Hendrix, fearing the two strangers, is ready to commit murder. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Ghost Town Gazette. When Cisco read the little newspaper which the girl in the stagecoach had lost out the window, he suspected, from the extravagant land improvement claims, that something was wrong. Later, meeting Mary Andrews and her father in the ghost town of Riverview, Cisco and Poncho learned that they had been badly swindled in a land purchase. Our friends confronted the hoodlums in an old barn. A fight followed, and when Cisco broke through the rotted floor, he was knocked unconscious, as was Poncho. Now,
I reckon that'll hold them two for a while. It's crazy to walk in here anyway with the odds against them like this.
Couple of you hombres, tie their hands. When they come through, I'll let them ride their horses down to the river's edge.
Gonna throw them in, eh, Harp?
That's right. Reckon that'll teach them to come snooping around.
I'd like to know who they are. That big hombre can fight like six handfuls of wildcats.
Yeah. Something familiar about him.
Huh?
I'll take a closer look at him. By thunder, I know who he is.
Yeah?
He's the Cisco Kid.
What?
Cisco, eh? Yeah, I've heard of him. They say he's regular chain lightning with them guns of his.
You get no chance to use them here.
Yeah.
Take the fat one's guns, Dobie.
Yeah. Yeah, I got him. So he's Cisco. Hey, you suppose that Andrews hombre got him to come here?
I don't know. Could be he did.
Maybe we better go talk to Andrews and that gal of his again, Harp.
We will, after we get rid of these two. Make sure the hands are tied tight, boys. Looks as if they're coming too.
Cisco.
Keep, Poncho.
Your head feel as big as Poncho's head?
I do not know, amigo. My head feels as big as a balloon.
Poncho's head is as big as two balloons. Poncho not can think where the bandido take us, Cisco.
All I know is we are riding down toward the river.
You get your hands free, Cisco?
No, Chico. They're tied too tight.
Me too. Look, who did the river, Cisco.
See, I see.
You think maybe they throw us in the river?
I have no idea what they plan to do with us, Poncho.
We'll stop here.
Oh, they have
Look,
Let them
sit
down off their horses, Dobie.
I sure will, Hawk. All right, down you come, Cisco. The ground's kind of hard, ain't it?
I remember that fall, Bandito.
Yeah, all right, down you come, fat one.
Fat one, easy with the fat one. No.
It's so fat it bounced.
You'll remember that one, too.
All right, you get up on your feet. Come on, now, you two.
Easy. Yeah.
Wants to gun him down now and heave him into the river, Harp?
Might as well.
Poncho, I can swim.
Now, ain't that too bad?
What else do you expect, Poncho?
Coyotes like these have no more sporting blood than so many rattlers.
What do you mean, sporting blood?
Anybody can shoot down prisoners who are tied. But it takes a real gambler to... Oh, why do I waste words on such issues?
Go on, finish that.
Take these ropes off our hands and let us get out waist deep into that river before you start shooting. But you would not dare trust your own marksmanship that much.
Wait a minute, Cisco. This partner of yours just said he couldn't swim.
That is true. Pancho not can swim. Pancho hate the water. Oh, but to drink the water.
Hey, sounds like he's telling the truth, Harf.
So he is.
Well, that being the case, they wouldn't have a chance of getting away. Either the fat one drowns or we shoot him. And as for Cisco here, we ain't all going to miss him when he comes up for air.
All right. Cut the ropes off.
All right. All right.
Draw your gun, boys.
I'm ready, Harf.
Now, Cisco, you and your partner walk slow out into that river.
You agreed to hold your fire until we are waist deep?
That's right. And I said walk slow.
Very well. Come on, Poncho.
Poncho, see that you swim. Save yourself,
Cisco. Now, listen, Poncho. This river current is very swift.
See, but Poncho,
when I give the word, dive headfirst out into the current.
But
I will have hold of your shirt at the shoulder.